Last week, three men in Congress, two in the House and one in the Senate, announced intentions to leave office after details about past behavior were presented to the public. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, discussed the resignations with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby specifically asked about the announcement by Minnesota Democrat Al Franken that he would leave the U.S. Senate.
Is this the Democrats putting themselves on a higher moral ground, or do you think Senator Franken actually should have been expelled from the Senate or should have removed himself from the Senate?
Boy, you've just asked the question. You have just asked the question. In my column in the Sunday Democrat Gazette, I basically tried to say both those things, that he, based on what we hear, he deserves to go, but what actually happened was fairly raw, cynical politics, that the Democrats sacrificed him so that they can continue to present themselves as the progressive party on the women's movement and then keep the supposed moral high ground as they continue to talk about Trump, whose accusers are now going to come forward in some sort of formal setting, and Moore, Roy Moore. And I also said it's further cynical in that the Democrats conveniently could force out Franken, knowing that the Democratic governor of Minnesota will appoint probably a Democratic woman lieutenant governor, as I understand it, to take his place. And I said that if Pawlenty, the Republican, had still been governor of Minnesota, we would have found out whether it was pure politics or some issue of the moral.
Over in Michigan, right. John Conyers leaving, right. Along the same lines of some sexual misconduct allegations, and it is a Republican governor who's going to leave the seat open,
right?
So that there's not a.
I'm sick of that which I write about. But I think it makes my writing more relevant because I think most Americans are too. This is mostly about convenient political tactics. That's mainly what's going on here. But the reaction I got yesterday, in answer to your specific question, which is it? I got criticized from all sides because I tried to say it was both. Mm-hmm. How dare you say that he was forced out, that he was sacrificed, said some women. Others said, I agree with you. Why force him out as long as Trump and is still there and Moore is probably going to get elected? And then others, I think probably the ones I identify with most, women respondents, were saying, I'm with you. I'm all over the map on this. I don't know what to think. We're going through a seismic cultural revolution on gender issues. Franken, I believe, is simply a casualty of it. And that was the point I was trying to make. It's not equitable that he goes while the others stay. This idea that you're innocent until proven guilty is for criminal activity. It's not for political calculation or social issues. And one of these days we'll build a monument to Franken as a sacrificial lamb to this whole movement, perhaps. But we are going through something that I think, not just me, a lot of people of all genders and persuasions are struggling with just how to form a judgment about what's happening.
I agree. I'm in that category.
I think most of us are.
I see there's different shades and degrees, but at the same time, it's an overarching problem.
It is.
Not lost in the optics on this, if this lieutenant governor from Minnesota is appointed as the replacement, she is a female. And so you would be adding another female to the mix.
She is a female. That's right.
Very good. I got my pronouns right there. But I'm just saying, right. I think that a stronger balance in elected office of women to men would definitely
We've help had that discussion a few weeks ago, and I bragged on myself years ago, speaking to the League of Women Voters of Arkansas, saying I hear every time I criticize the Arkansas legislature, which I've done for decades now, I hear from people saying, well, at least it's an accurate microcosm of the state. No.
Yeah.
No. Not unless it's 50.5% female, is it an accurate microcosm of the state.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can also read John Brummett's columns at arkansasonline.com. And there is more from the conversation. including discussion about today's election in Alabama and the latest involving Arkansas Razorback sports at talkbusiness.net.